are in listen-only mode.
All right, let's call to order the regular meeting of the Finance Committee of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay. Could I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Fantastic. This is a time for public comment. If there's anybody that's online, is there anybody online?
No.
There's nobody online, and there's nobody in the building, but if you were here, or if you were online, this would be the time when you would have a chance to speak to the board about anything that is not an agendized item, but we will hastily pass that over since there's nobody here and nobody online. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from the August meeting, please?
I'll make that motion.
And I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. Apparently, there's no presentations. Apparently, there's no updates. But we have all kinds of discussions. So, Dina, why don't you take it away?
Sure. So, we have before you a draft investment policy. And why we're doing this is, one, it's prudent to look at your policies on an annual or biannual basis. And two, we are no longer under the county as our, not using the county as our treasurer. So, we need to update our policies since now we're our own treasurer. So before you is the draft policy. It is also under legal review, and I just got some changes by Andy this afternoon. So those are not in this packet, but they will be updated and brought to you before the board meeting next Wednesday, the 19th. There is one error in the draft policy. It's section 4. It looks like it was just transposed from a previous policy, so we'll be removing that as well. Other than that, it's a policy that's very vanilla and blanket policy, so it doesn't anti us from being able to do investments.
But it's not bringing to the Finance Committee a specific recommendation for a specific fund for the funds to be put into at this time.
Right.
It's the policy and how we will do that when the time comes that you guys come up with a plan on how you want to short-term invest, long-term invest, excess liquid, non-liquid, whatever we decide, you'll come to a recommendation that'll come to us and then we'll review that. This is the policy that establishes the ability for you guys to do that.
That's correct. And probably the next Finance Committee meeting, which will be in December, we'll be introducing you to members of California Class, Rick Wood, who's the CFO of CSDA and is a CFO of many other small districts. We'll also be looking at telling you about some different investments we want to do. One, we want to diversify, so we want to put probably a little bit in Lake, a little bit in California Class, probably a CD, like the BAC Bank that we have, and then we're looking at some other banking options as well to give us high interest.
We have a CD right now?
We have a very small one for about $6,000, a little over $6,000 at BAC.
I could beat that. Yeah. What's the return on that?
I don't know right off the top of my head, but at one point it was almost nothing.
Rates are going up on private funds, though. I just put some money, American Express kept bugging me to put money into their account, and I was getting like 0.012% at Bank of America on, not a lot, but more than that. And they kept doing so about 3 months ago, I took a lump of money and I threw it in an American Express savings account.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was at 1.5%, it's now at 2.25%. I've already made a little money on it.
Yeah.
On money that was making no money, like 3 cents, you'd see these stupid returns for nothing.
Yeah.
So there are possibilities out there. It's probably pretty volatile, depending on what happens if inflation some miracle comes under control. I'm sure those things will probably drop. But there's so much manipulation going on by the Feds that it's hard to anticipate what's happening. I'm looking at the Hoffman settlement summary. Is that part of the next item?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, I've jumped ahead. This is so thick. I was trying to figure out why is this so. What is all this?
All the financials.
The financials.
End of year, fiscal end of year, and then we also have the first quarter.
Okay.
So Julie will walk you through those.
So let's go then. Okay. So item one, F1 is complete. Thank you for that.
Before you jump up, quick question. So I got to imagine that, given all the projects that we have upcoming, and is it the Prop 215? Is that the right?
218.
The governing body for. We probably can't do any long-term investments. All going to be kind of short-term investments, or am I not?
We would probably do long-term. Some of the long-term investments we're looking at from 9 to 12 months. So we put a little bit of money in there, and then we'd also do some short term as well. So
we should define what long term and short term is.
That we're looking at California class with Ian, you can keep it in there for 9 to 12 months, and you would put a smaller dollar amount in there, but you get your turnaround your money right away.
Sure.
So it's very quick.
Okay.
So I would think, I think what you're thinking was correct, though, Brian, because we are not a for-profit organization.
Right.
We're not looking to invest money long-term because we shouldn't be collecting enough money to be able to do that because we're regulated with regards to what, how much excess we can have without it being considered an improper collection of fees or taxes.
And,
so,
and if I may add, we're in an environment right now where interest rates are rising, so it's more prudent to do the short-term financing. Investing at this point, and even if we did anything 9 to 12 months, there's no penalties if we pull early on any of their items.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking long term with multi-year, and not,
right, yeah, not, yeah, that's not yeah, something that we would do as a district, most likely because I think that would be bordering on some unethical or improper. I mean, we wouldn't want to have that much of other people's money,
right?
We shouldn't be collecting that money if we can put it into a long term investment. We should be leaving it with them so they can put it into the long-term investment.
Just want that clarified.
So, what is this? This is the
name. Are we on Kaufman?
Yeah, so I guess we're on, this starts with this blue sheet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what caught my eye. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just, you know, we've had the Kaufman settlement now here for going on 2 years, the full balance of $1.37 million. And Dina and I both decided, or Dina decided, and I agreed, that it would be nice to give the Finance Committee an update since we started to spend some of those funds. So, again, self-explanatory, we got $1.37 million. We spent almost $40,000 on the synthetic turf that we didn't have in the budget to complete that project, leaving us with $1.33. We do have some encumbered items. The board decided to set aside $370,000 for the Clipper Drive project. The Clipper Drive project is a $470,000 project, but we had put away $100,000 a couple of years back for that. And then at our last board meeting, we had the community center upgrades that came through Monica as part of her funding. For the outside area here in the back. So all said and done, we're down to about $882,000 in the Hoffman money. And we'll true those up as those projects get completed too.
Hey, Brian? I thought when we initially talked about the Clipper project, it was only going to be an impact of $270,000. It was always 370.
Oh, it was 370.
I misheard that.
No, you actually stated it.
Yes.
You proposed it.
Who did? Did it was 370?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I mean, I don't know why.
Yeah, no,
370. Okay.
You made staff and the board member very happy that day.
Yeah, no, that's fine. When you see it in print, though, and you realize a third of the money's gone now, it's kind of like, God, a third of the money's gone.
Now, this
they
might...
They started that project this week, so just the cleanup part.
Oh, yeah, they already got...
Are they pulling all the old... irrigation piping and all that stuff out of there? Yeah, because it's all exposed. And it wasn't done very well.
We were rank amateurs
at the time.
You know, I just drove by. So far, they're going straight down to the dirt, so they're doing a pretty thorough. I'm surprised I haven't seen any chatter online yet.
So are we on to F3 then?
We are on to F3.
Well, before, just real quick, so, but this money's not subject to Prop 218, though. This could be put in a 10-year CD if we wanted to.
Yes, I saw the same. When I saw the amount of interest, we earned almost $60,000 in interest on this money. Why we've been sitting around trying to figure out how to spend it?
Well, that's
what?
We got that. Wait, remember that was the interest that we received from Hoffman.
Oh, that's Hoffman's interest. That's not investment
interest.
Because he didn't pay. That's right, because he paid it over time, and that's the amount that accumulated over time. And then he paid it off early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that's not investment interest necessarily. It's payment interest. Okay, but we could, in theory, put that money into a long-term investment because it was money that was given for a specific purpose. It wasn't ratepayers' money. But we probably still would want to do that.
Yeah, not suggesting that because we still have a lot of other projects that are coming up.
To get a perspective of things.
But just to understand our money.
All right, moving on to the unaudited financials.
Okay, so at the last finance meeting in August, we had a very long finance meeting, and I tabled my presentation of the June 30th financials. So I'd like to run you through these real quick and give you a couple talking points that I have. Again, these are unaudited. My auditors, as previously stated, are coming in October this year, which is awesome. So that's 2 months, almost 2 months earlier than normal. None of our non-cash items, such as depreciation, amortization of debt costs, those kind of items are reflected in these statements. We reported the 2022 bonds. I have them in there reported. And we've done additional entries. We've done accruals for things that have come in after the cutoff that are related to the previous year. We booked those. And I'm hoping, my goal is to have very few audit adjustments, but there will be some. So let's just quickly go through last year's financials, and then we'll go through the first 2 months of this year. For the water department, we overperformed on revenue of $4.9 million on a budget of $4.8. The main difference there, we had a GSA grant for $67,000 that was recorded in other. We've had that all year long. As for spending, in the spending side, we spent $4.339 million versus a budget of $4.224. So overspending on our budget by about 3%. I'd like to let you know why we overspent, and those are, if you look up at the third line under expenses, the water service contracts. We spent $430,000 on the filter rehabs for Willow and Newport. Those were budgeted in our CIP funds, so those were part of our capital funds being budgeted. Those items aren't capital projects, even though we do them about every 5 years.
Wait. Run that past me one more time.
Okay, so when we do our CIP budget, it is all budgeted in capital money, where things go into your capital assets on your balance sheet. Some of the projects, though, end up not being capital projects. The filter,
what determines whether they are or they aren't?
It's an asset we can sell, or an asset that has... Painting a house is not an asset, but when you put a new roof on a house, it is an asset.
Okay, so, for example, we're going to put a new filter in. We've already approved putting in a larger new filter and revamping these filters over here, right? You guys brought us a great proposal. I love it, of putting two big ones instead of five small ones or whatever. That's going to be a capital improvement because there's value to it as a physical property.
Yes.
But replacing the media inside of it is not a capital improvement project because it's waste.
It's maintenance.
Right? Am I getting the gist of it? Okay.
Yeah.
Julie, typically when you do get audited, are they changes, interpretation changes, or are they mathematical changes, or issues, or I'm just trying to, when you say you hope you do any changes?
There are some interpretation. They'll go through all, we make assumptions, maybe the biggest item is like in capital. I'll say that's capital, and they say, oh, it's not capital. We'll have a discussion, and we'll put it where it needs to go.
Got it. I'm sure they win every time when they ultimately...
They also go out and they look for items that we didn't report that we missed. They'll check with our banks. They'll check with our vendors, things like that. Now, over the last 2 months, my staff and I have worked on getting all those items that come in late recorded this year. So we're hoping we don't have very many. Last year, the biggest item that we had was a Veolia invoice that came in October, and it was for the previous year.
That was a Jerry issue.
So 102%, so we had 102% of revenue, but we spent 103% of expenses, so that ain't that bad.
And it's not that bad, especially...
It ends up to be only a 1% over budget. If I'm doing the math right then. Okay.
Yeah. And
as you say things, though, it triggers questions for me. So they may, we'll go a little off subject here for a second. But you mentioned the grant that we got up here. Which is why we're probably a little over on our revenue. What's the story on the grants from LSCE? When do we expect a response back from them on those, on the possibility of getting some water grants for some improvements and that type of thing? Have they told us, given us a time frame, or have you met with them yet? We haven't gotten to that point yet?
We've met with them, but they haven't given me a time frame of when they're doing applications now.
About
and
how?
They're also just got hired to do grants for our GSA. So, same guy.
So, one time frame is that they're already started the project. We don't know when there's going to be any results, but they have started the project. So that time frame has been established and they're moving forward. Okay. All right. Sorry. You said grants and it triggered a thought.
Yep. The other item I wanted to point out was the new meter endpoints under construction repairs. Those have started to come through and they're being installed on a regular basis. Those, again, were that project was put in the CIP. If there's no other questions on water, we can turn the page and go to wastewater.
Okay.
Wastewater looks like we've made a lot of money. We had $6.2 million in revenue. We spent almost $4.7 in expenses, giving us almost $1.6 million in net revenue over expenditures versus the budget of $876,000. That is true, but remember, in wastewater, all of our resources are going to DNI. So we're not spending the money, but it'll be spent eventually. That's what I'm trying to say. I've got a couple notes there for some of the differences. Again, in the wastewater service contracts, we had some lift station work done by Veolia.
So your statement, we will be spending. You said it went to DNI?
Yeah.
Because we haven't started paying all those bonds yet, so that's going to be worth.
Our resources, not our money. Our focus in wastewater has been on denitrification.
Right.
So not all the other spending that we had planned on spending.
Oh, I got you. I'm with you. Okay. So go back to the county zones reimbursable. Why are they zero all the way across, and will they always be zero all the way across? Do we get any reimbursements from the county for anything? And if we don't, why is that? Why not?
Okay. First of all, in the county zone vehicle reimbursable, that money goes into Zone 8 and Zone 9, and it used to get billed prior through wastewater. We changed that process last year, and we were able to correct it. So now, when I bill the county, those funds come in and they go right to 8 and 9. They used to come into wastewater.
So we're going to be eliminating those columns, that out of this report at some point. Okay, very good.
All right, so that's wastewater. All right, let's go.
Speaking of Zone 8.
Zone 8. All right. Zone 8 had $970,000 worth of revenue on a budget of $855,000. Two areas, differences. First of all, the property tax. I am a little conservative in my property tax calculations for the budget. I do use the assessments that are published in the budget. The difference there is there's a lot of miscellaneous things that we get taxes, we get income on. For example, commercial property for their property and things like that. So anyway, that was good. We had a little extra money there. Down below in other, we received the grant for the pickleball court in fiscal year 2022. So it's reported there. As for expenses, not a whole bunch to report here. Yes, we were under employee expenses, but remember when the budget was prepared, we thought we had a pool. Opened that a whole season and it wasn't. Repairs and maintenance, we updated the Discovery Bay Islands and we used the Conservation Corps with some of our savings from employee expenses. We've used that.
Part of that employee expenses issue is the fact that we're not fully staffed also, correct?
Correct.
So we haven't been spending as much as budgeted because we're down at least a person. We haven't always, it seems like we've been down a person almost all year long because people have rotated I guess you replaced it with temporary pay. That comes out of the same account, though, huh?
Yeah, we had, it rolls out. We had temporary, and then we took some of that money, and the core, using the conservation core, they go into the repair and maintenance line. So those two are offset. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, for Zone 9, again, we were $190,000 net revenue over expenditures. So we
Okay. Zone 8 is where we are right now.
Yeah, Zone 8, we were $190,000.
Now
we'll go to Zone 9.
Where's Zone 9? Is that you?
I just got my property tax bill the other day, too, by the way.
Good. But you are Zone 9, Slifer?
Yes, that's correct.
Area is Zone 9, okay.
So we're right on revenue. Can't get too much closer.
Quite a big stack.
And expenses, we didn't expend all that we thought. So we ended the year with $57,000 of net revenue over expenditures on a budget of 19.
You have plenty of money.
Okay.
All right, attached is a whole bunch of detail. If you'd like to go into the detail and see detail accounts, I show them in summary just for simplicity. It's easier to review one page than 10 pages, but I do encourage you to go in and look at the detail. Email me if you have any questions or would like any additional backup. All right, so let's move on to the August 31st financials. We all there?
Not yet.
Cash allocation or consolidation. What do we allocate $16 million to the financing authority for? Is that to pay off loans?
That's the bond fund.
Okay. All right. Where'd you go to? How far up did you skip?
Pages to
get to it. What page number is it?
There's not a page number on it, but
looks like this right here.
Yep.
Get past all the fine print pages. Yeah. Hi, Blair. Would you like to make a public comment?
There, Brian?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a public comment.
Yep, public comment. Okay, so what's new? This is these financials here for the first 2 months of fiscal year 2022 to 2023. Just a couple of housekeeping items. The first installment from the county is due in December, so we haven't received any of that revenue as of yet. Annual payments have been made for insurance, and they are notated on the financials. You'll see those items at 100%. Debt payments will be made in October, November timeframe, probably close to the beginning of November. And once again, I do have the detailed financials for you. So,
first installment from county. So we still don't have any of our money?
No, the current year funds that are collected through the tax roll.
So they collect our tax roll?
They're still going to. That process doesn't change. It's just instead of them holding on to it now, they pass it on.
That is correct.
Okay. No, Blair. No, you're not going out.
All right, so for the water department, the revenue that we've been generating over the first 2 months is for water usage, which we do bill to our customers every month. So we have $639,000 worth of revenue. It's 13% of the budget. As I said, our budget's a little choppy because we get the big chunks from the county in December and April. As for expenses, we're pretty much right in line with all of our expenses where they should be. Liability and property insurance down almost towards the bottom is at 95%, and again, that was an annual payment. Just a little housekeeping under professional, legal, and accounting fees. You see a credit, that's because we had an accrual that I did for the end of the year that reversed. We're waiting for the bills to come in. Unfortunately, our attorneys are about 3 to 4 months behind in their monthly bill.
One attorney specific.
The, can you, well, for 3 or 4 months behind, that's hard for us to tell. How do we know how far over budget we're running on attorney's fees, or if we are? I mean, we have a budget for attorneys that we've just developed historically. I'd like to see that come to the Finance Committee in the next, at the next meeting, if you could. Just let us know where we stand with our attorney's fees. I always feel like we're spending a ton. Although I may be wrong. I mean, we know what some of them are because we have a fee from them, but we also have additional extra phone calls, and I'm just curious as to how we're running in line with budget. So try to encourage them to get their billing in so we can do that. Only the board has asked for that.
And we have asked, too.
I bet
numerous
you have.
Times. All right, so let's go to wastewater. Wastewater is one of those areas where we don't have a lot of monthly revenue. The revenue that we have received in the first 2 months is for the commercial sewer charges. We bill them monthly. The principal revenue in wastewater comes from the tax roll, so we'll see that come in December, approximately 50%. As for expense,
I'm sorry, so commercial sewer is billed directly from the town, but residential is reimbursed from the county.
Yeah, it's
yes.
In property tax.
Yeah.
Residential is still in your property tax.
The wastewater side, yeah.
Can't imagine we have that many commercial accounts. Maybe a few.
We have some, but no. I want to say it's 20, about
124, I think.
Yeah,
that?
And that includes irrigation accounts too, mm-hmm. that are for the school.
A month?
Mm.
100? No, not a month. We have 124 accounts.
Oh, 120? Really?
Yeah. Between commercial companies and irrigation parks and that stuff. That's part of our commercial. Like said.
Yeah, it doesn't bring up a whole lot of...
Well, like landscaping at the lakes and that type of
thing. Parks, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then down to expenses. Once again, I wanted to note that on the liability and property insurance. That's an annual bill that we get. And it has been paid. And everything else is pretty well in line for... what we are doing at this point in time. Subscriptions and memberships, which is about 4 from the bottom, it's at 29%. We pay some of our memberships at the beginning of the summer and our support things. So that's why that number's a little high for 2 months into the year.
Hey, what are you looking at? Are you looking at
wastewater?
Oh, what did I do?
Did you go one too many?
Maybe I need to go far out. So we're still. I thought we already got to zone 9.
Nope, you moved ahead.
I got to zone 9. I'm sorry, my bad. subscriptions,
memberships, and software. We pay those periodically throughout the year, but there are a couple of them that get paid early in the year and they're annual, so that's why it's at 29%.
Gotcha.
All right, are we okay with wastewater?
Yes. I am. You okay, Brian?
Yep.
All right, let's move on to Zone 8. Zone 8 primarily gets its revenue from the county, again, for the 1% of the 1% on the property tax. But we also have another revenue stream, which is the community center. And so far this year, we've brought in $24,000 into the community center. We also have received... $7,000 in vehicle reimbursables, and that's what we were talking about in wastewater
mm-hmm.
a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bill goes out, we pay the bills 80-20 over Zone 8 and Zone 9, and when we get the money from the county, it goes into revenue 80-20. And we have a little bit of other revenue there. For expenses, again,
this is as of August.
Yes, this is as of August.
So we don't anticipate making $41,000 from the. We're going to be under budget for the community center revenue.
No, well, they're still going to have their programs throughout the winter, and mm-hmm. they're going to have summer.
Is our fiscal year calendar, or is it June to July?
It's July to June.
Oh, well, that's different. We got plenty of time to get that.
Yeah, we do.
I'm thinking if we're already in October and we only have 24 months.
No.
Okay.
So. Yeah, this is a strange. This is the first year since I've been here, and the first year of many years that we've actually had the pool open and running. We're watching the expenses very closely, the utilities and such. Time will tell once we get into the cooler months how we did on all those expenses versus budget. But so far, I don't see anything that's making me worry. Coming down to repairs and maintenance, we do spend 20% of that, but remember, oops, my note got left there from last time. That is the conservation corps that's in there, too, that Bill uses. That's where they get booked. All right. Any questions on Zone 8?
No.
Go Community Center.
Good thing we didn't build that $2 million pool.
Mm-hmm. You still have a chance to do that.
No.
So let me ask you something here.
Sure.
We're not Conservation Corps. Are we paying them, or are we paying them to work for us?
Yes.
What?
Contract. We just renewed a contract with them.
How's that working out?
Actually, it's
going. I'm out of the committee. Cause that started when I was on the committee, and I've kind of lost track of
it.
Yeah,
it's going really well. So we.
It was confusing at first, with regards to supervisors and people, and we kind of had it. It was kind of weird. Hi, honey.
So they used to do the parks. Now we moved them to streetscapes, and our crew is doing the parks. So we're trying that out.
So Bill's like it's working out well. The labor's working out well. It's cheap labor.
As a resident driving by, I'm seeing a huge difference, and I'm seeing both teams always out and about. So
how do you know? Do they wear something different?
Yeah, they have different outfits, different uniforms.
Like a prison garb or something.
Well, plus I know who our staff is, so no, they don't look
prison
garb.
They're not wearing stripes or anything like that.
No.
They're not picking up garbage.
No, they did Newport Drive last week, I believe, or the week before.
They what?
They were on Newport Drive last week and the week before, and then they did Bixler.
Bixler looks huge. Bixler, big difference.
They have their own supervisor.
They have their own supervisor. Yeah.
So Bill gives their supervisor the instructions for the day, and then he supervises his crews.
Yeah, and he does it by job. He just doesn't do it by day. It's like, this week you're going to be at this street, and this is what I want done.
And he really likes the town money.
So far he does.
And we're saving the town money.
We are.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
I think our product is better. We're able to keep up with the work.
Well, if we've multiplied our town, that's not
well,
like
we,
you.
Well, to put it this way, for the money that we're paying them, we would have hired one landscape guy.
Sam.
And we're getting five with this court, for that same price.
You know, financially, it made 1,000% sense when it was presented, and like Julie said, I'm seeing a huge deliverable.
Get out of here.
Okay.
All right, so let's finish up with Zone 9. Again, not a lot to report here. Again, they haven't received any of their revenue yet, and their liability and property insurance was paid for the year.
Where's the line item for the maintenance on Brian's house? I don't see it.
Dude, I just got the bill a week ago, so.
They sent the lawnmower guys over to his house. Corey, come by and see you on a regular basis. He's not doing that anymore.
And once again, I've included all the detailed financial accounts there, and I encourage you to look at it. And if you do have any questions, please feel free to send me an email or call me, and I can tell you what those
well,
numbers
make up. Julie, a very comprehensive report. I need to make a statement. For anybody who's been listening to this in the future, financing can be very dry and a lot of numbers, and so we try to have a little bit of fun here. So don't take anything we say seriously. What's my disclaimer?
Can you clarify the liability and property insurance? What does that mean?
That is for the SDRMA policy that we pay every year, and it takes care of.
You have
our property,
my notes,
and then any
Do we have a separate policy for each zone?
No, we're all together under one. The majority of it is in water and wastewater, and then we charge out.
Okay, but you listed under Zone 9 because of, there is a percentage that comes up.
Zone 9 is covered under that policy.
Yeah, makes sense.
Julie, very well done.
Thank you.
Really, no. You know, it's you seem to be much more comfortable with the update is done in a way that doesn't belabor things that we don't need to spend time on, and you bring the highlights. And really, the good news is that you guys do such a great job throughout your daily work that you never have to come report something tragic. So
God, what are you doing to me?
The good news is that you guys. Well, to Dina, I think it helps the fact that you started there. You know, so the guidance. It's easy to work down the line. So thank you, Julie. You have any more for us?
That is it. Thank you.
Kevin has a great way of delivering a compliment, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, I give a compliment and everybody gets so excited. Like I never do it. Do you have anything else, Director Buto?
I do not.
Kelly, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, sir.
Okay. if that's the case, then I will adjourn the meeting.